Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so it's Chopper and Laura's birthday today. I won't mention it too much more, okay?
Right. Is that the last time you're going to mention it?
Probably not.
Okay.
Now, Laura, did you get your present that you wanted from your boyfriend for your birthday?
I got a bracelet from him, but it wasn't what I wanted.
Right, and what did you want?
An engagement ring.
That's right. So, James, you have until 10 o'clock this morning to come to Radio 1 with that engagement ring.
Yeah.
Otherwise...
It's off.
Yeah, she's off.
I have pointed out which ones I'd like in the Argos catalogue, so he does know which ones to get.
Thing is, it's quite early days at the moment, you know what I mean? It's only 7:15 in the morning.
Yeah, but the thing is, right, I've been going out with him for, what, 1.5 years now, and he's had ample opportunity to ask me.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, then I will have to say yes to somebody else.
Yeah. She does have other options.
I do.
Like Roy off Scouting for Girls, he likes it.
Yeah.
Did a whole song about you.
He loves it.
He kind of reworked their song.
I love the way she fills her clothes. She looks just like them girls in Vogue. I love the way she plays it cool. I think that she is beautiful.
Are you listening, James?
Laura's lovely, Laura's lovely, Laura's lovely. I love her jubbly.
How much effort does it take to get an engagement ring and bring it to Radio 1 before 10 o'clock this morning? Do you know what I mean?
Well, it doesn't, does it?
No.
Put the effort in, James. There is another guy that's interested who sent me an email this morning. It says, "Happy birthday, Laura. I hope your birthday is a great one and hope to one day meet you and get your autograph as well as Scott Mills's. Thanks for the melon between the legs gig too. You sounded like you were really trying. I hope you didn't hurt yourself. Well, best birthday wishes to you on your special day. With love and cheer, Daniel." And he lives in Virginia, in actual America.
Wow.
He's been on before as well. He's a big fan of my work.
I think you're quite lucky that he lives so far away.
He emails you a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah, here's another one. "I first want to tell you that your boyfriend is lucky to have such a good-looking girl like you."
Oh, God, no.
"Second, I want to say if you ever become available or just want to talk, you can email me, call me or text me on my cell."
Yeah, well, maybe that'll be 10 o'clock this morning, Daniel, if you're listening.
Oh, "You are a gorgeous woman, and I believe any guy is lucky to..." Laura's left the email lying around. "Lucky to have you. You are a great person, and I hope that one day when I'm in London, we could meet up and hang out."
Don't say it with such disbelief.
I'm just reading it out. You can show me around.
All right.
If that's okay with your BF.
Is he the one that has the MySpace account that you showed me?
Yeah, it's amazing. We've got such a lot in common.
Yeah. Right, on his MySpace, have a look at this, Chopper. Videos of High School Musical, people like Vanessa Hudgens and what's the name?
Cordon Bleu.
Yeah, and Hilary Duff. Yeah. So on one level, they're perfect for each other. Mm. And on the other, I'm surprised he's interested in Laura at all. Do you know what I'm saying? So yeah, if you are interested in Laura, we've done this before. Yeah. Is this one night with Laura too? No, James, if you're listening, just, you know, make sure you're here before 10 this morning with the said ring off Argos. Otherwise, you're binned.
National.
Radio 1.
Right, so we've already heard, if you've just woken up or you just started listening, hello, morning. We've heard from Olivia earlier, who is 21 months old. Her mum and dad sent this in, right? These are the only words she can say.
My demon.
Also, I've had this email from some blokes who have been... This is a new way of playing the Matt Damon game. Mm. They've been Bluetoothing it to people in pubs. So you Bluetooth it and then laugh heartily as people listen to it on their phones. This is what you get when you get Bluetoothed by these people.
Matt Damon.
Matt
Damon. Matt Damon.
Etc. I can't remember your names, but thank you very much for sending that in, and keep Bluetoothing it, please. Thank you.
Matt Damon. Matt Damon. Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. Game on Radio 1. Morning, Cameron.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you?
On a public bus going to school.
Okay, what number bus?
It's a 20.
Okay, going from where to where?
We're going from Eastington to Dursley, Rednock.
Okay, you're near Stroud, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, ready to play the Matt Damon game?
Yeah, all right.
Hang on, not yet. How many people on the bus?
There's about 15.
Wow, okay. All right, and it needs to be really loud, yeah? Cause
yeah, a little bit.
It's been really good so far this week. Don't let me down, Cameron, all right?
Okay, we'll be the best.
You'll be the best?
Yeah, we will.
Okay. So there are probably lots of people on the bus that are unaware that this is about to happen, aren't they?
Yeah, a lot of old ladies.
Oh, no.
Oh,
oh no. Right, so, we'll just do one, but it's got to be massive, all right?
Okay.
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
I'll count you in from three,
yeah.
All right? Okay. All right, move the phone away from your mouth.
Okay.
This is the number 20 bus. One, two, three. How are the old ladies?
Yeah, they look a bit scared, I think.
Yeah.
Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast.
Happy birthday, chappers.
Thanks.
I've got another special birthday message now from one of your favourite celebrities.
Brilliant.
Good morning, celebrity.
Good morning.
Now, this is... Do you remember Lloyd?
Yes.
Lloyd, he was the 10-year-old at the time that taught me all about the World Cup, because I know nothing about football when that was on. Are you right, Lloyd?
I'm fine, thanks, Scott. How are you?
Good. I haven't spoken to you for ages.
Yeah, I know.
What do you want to say to Chopper?
Happy birthday, Chopper. You're getting on a bit.
Thanks,
it doesn't
Lloyd.
Make a difference, as you've always been a git. Chopper's is a birthday boy. He gets grumpier by the day. Time for you to dye your hair, because it's getting rather grey. You share this day with Laura. That's where the likeness ends. Working with you every day must drive around the bend.
That it?
Yep.
Always good to talk to you.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks for that that verse, Lloyd.
It's okay, yeah.
Where are you at the moment?
Borstal.
Where are you, Lloyd?
I'm just by my bus stop at school.
Oh, okay. Anyone around?
Yeah, there's quite a few children at the bus stop.
Right, you know what to do then, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, after three. One, two, three.
Hold on, I gotta get out of the car.
Getting on the bus.
Yeah. No, no, no. Matt Damon!
Yeah, that was good. You all right, Lloyd?
I'm looking at me.
Of course. Shame if he got beaten up, wouldn't it?
No.
Okay. The mornings are much colder now, the winter's really started. You only got out of your bed because your partner farted. Scott will try to warm you up with music and a laugh. And if that doesn't do the trick, then go and buy a scarf.
Thanks, Lloyd.
Is that song?
Speak to you soon.
Happy birthday, Kevin.
More your show. Scott knows because Chris is on holiday. International Radio 1.
I'm told that Louis Walsh is on the phone. Hello, Louis.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
I'm very well. I'm on the way into your show.
Okay, why?
You know why? Your guests have been really crap all week. You need somebody in there to be honest with you. You need somebody to go in and just tell it like it is.
Right.
So I'm on the way. And also, I've got a new book out.
Okay.
Oh, right.
So you've kind of invited yourself along, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you not hear the farty guest yesterday?
Chris Miles?
No, Mr. Methane.
No.
Well, he was on yesterday, and, I mean, can you fart along to the theme from EastEnders, Louis?
No.
No.
See?
No. You see?
No, I honestly can't.
No. Well, how does that make you a better guest, then?
Because I talk more.
That's true, Louis. You
and
do...
I'll be more honest with you than everybody else.
Yeah, that's very true. Right, so you're on your way now.
I'm on my way now, yeah.
I love it that you've just invited yourself. That's really funny.
Well, you need somebody in there. You need somebody that's entertaining and fun, you know? Chris is away.
How rude.
Yeah. Oh, ho, ho.
The thing is, Louis,
I have a new podcast.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. I'm sure you'll mention that when you get here. The thing is, we've already got a guest for today.
Oh, good. Is anybody I know?
It's... What time are you thinking of coming in?
I'm on the way now.
Right. Could you delay it and maybe go around the block for a little bit?
No.
Because it's... If you do come in right now, yeah. if it's the guest that I think it is that we've already booked, you might get beaten up.
Why?
Because it. I think it might be. Can I say?
I think
it might be one of the Spice Girls.
Oh, which one? As long as it's not Mel B, I don't mind.
No, it's Mel C.
She's okay.
She's okay.
She says okay.
Okay, good.
She might still slap you on though.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's Mel B. I'm afraid of.
We're all
scared of him. Scary.
You're afraid of Mel B.
Yeah. Okay. But not Mel C. Or right. Jerry.
Okay. Good. Well, like I said, if you could maybe go around the block a couple of times, and but yeah, you're very welcome as always. It's always an open door for you, Louis, here at Radio 1.
Well, come on, listen. Look at the guests you've had this week. Dreadful.
Now, some of them.
I think Miles is deliberately sabotaging the show because he's got a book out.
Is he going to do the Hoover trick if he comes in?
Yeah, that's what I reckon he's doing. And he's probably doing a signing somewhere today.
He's not listening.
Who's he talking to?
I don't know.
Because I'm talking to you and you're talking to me.
I don't know. Okay, Louis.
Yeah.
Will you do the Hoover trick?
The Hoover trick. What does that mean? That means a lot of things.
That's a yes. Okay, brilliant.
Brilliant.
Right, we'll see you when you get here, yeah?
Okay.
All right, bye.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Right, anyone got any goss? Because I'm editing the Daily Star's goss today. I'm their guest editor, and I don't know nothing about the world of showbiz. So if anyone's got any gossip, then let me know, 81199, and I'll print it tomorrow, maybe. Anything you have at all, please.
Surely, are you going to...
Any celebrities you've seen or anything?
If Louis Walsh does the Hoover trick, that's your lead story, isn't it? With a big picture. Well, not that big a picture, obviously. I would imagine. Actually, I don't know. I've no idea whether it would be big or not. I don't even want to think about it.
Why are we talking about this on Radio 1?
So I just keep digging.
It's like national radio and everything.
Just read out that thing you've got in your hand and rescue it.
Page 13, Daily Star. Hush, hush. Which popular DJ has been reprimanded by station bosses for wearing women's underwear while he records his show? It's not that his team are particularly squeamish about his eccentric fancies, but rather he likes to hang out with his skimpy undercrackers while they're eating their breakfasts. Who's that? Right, I've got someone on now that might actually have some proper gossip. Hi, Michael.
Morning.
You right?
Half awake, half asleep, bit hungover.
Okay. Have you been out?
No, actually, we were christening our new shed in our house last night, so not just christening that way, just drinking and getting really, really drunk. So.
Is this your big story? Somebody christening their shed?
Really, isn't it? Promise.
No. What do you do, Michael? Why are you on?
I happen to be the glamorous new pianist in Kylie's new video.
Sorry?
I happen to be the new pianist in Kylie's new video, the one smashing the piano.
Oh, yeah, is that you, is it?
It is, with the hair.
So you're Kylie's piano player in the Two Hearts video?
I am.
Right, piano.
Pianist.
How did you get that job then?
Well, I just happen to dress up really, really weirdly when I go out. And she played a club called Boombox in the East End of London Fashion Week. And she liked it so much, she wanted to cast people from there. And I just happened to be dressed up well one night, and they came over and picked me.
What were you wearing?
Basically a giant black shirt as a dress, leggings, extremely high shoes, and black lace wrapped all the way around my face with a tea kettle.
I can't believe the one week you and me didn't go to Boombox.
I know.
And we haven't been picked and we missed out.
Were you handpicked by Kylie?
I wasn't. I was picked by some stylist, I think, from an ID or something like that. But she apparently watched our videos and then we spent 2 days with her.
Wow.
It's a bit weird.
Can you actually play the piano?
I can, actually. I went to choir school when I was small, so I actually can play the piano. So, although in the video I'm miming it, but I can actually play it.
Right. And have you always been a fan of Kylie Minogue?
I'm actually the world's biggest fan of Kylie.
No way!
It's not my thing. I'm into more... a different music scene, but actually I really like the new song. It's a nice thing to do.
What music are you into then, Michael?
I don't know, like Depeche Mode and Nine Inch Nails, all sorts of darker, more that sort of music.
Right, okay. Well, it's nice to speak to you. Have you got any gossip?
Well, I've seen Kylie's coochie, you know. Nearly, she flashed me her knickers.
Right, that's good enough for me. I'll put that in, all right?
Is that one of those little dogs?
What, coochie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Puss in a handbag.
For ages three and over.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Speak to you later, Michael. Yeah. It's good to speak to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast.
The Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills. International Radio 1.
And Melanie C is with us as today's special guest.
Good morning, Britain.
Good morning. You must be so busy at the moment. You're looking remarkably fresh-faced.
But I was so excited to come and see you.
Oh.
Oh, so you're looking forward to this all week. I have. Was that really insincere? Yeah.
Can I print that in the Daily Star today?
You can.
Mel C says she was looking forward to coming to see Scott Mills all week. Shocker.
Are you turning the column into It's All About You?
Of course, yeah. So, I mean, you're not only doing Spice Girl stuff at the moment, you're doing your own solo stuff as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a bit of your song in a minute.
Yeah.
Do you get to do your solo stuff on the Spice Girls tour?
At the moment, we're talking about set lists and the whole concept of the show. And you may see some girls doing some little solo bits, but I do have to say it's so exciting. Because the show is going to be amazing.
And tell us, why is the show going to be so amazing now?
Just everything about it. The staging, the set list, the music. You know, obviously we've got a great band. The costumes. It's just, I mean, everything we see, you know, because we had a big costume meeting last night. It's just, we are so excited about it. Nobody is going to be disappointed when they come to see it. And the dancers are amazing.
Oh, so that's what it boils down to. You've got some fit male dancers.
But no, it's just everything. Every aspect of the show is just going to be top notch.
Okay. Because there's a thing in the paper today saying that it's all kicking off because apparently Jerry wants to do her solo stuff and none of you want her to.
No, that's not true at all. I mean, we've been working. The set list is pretty much sorted now, and you may see. You see, I don't know how much I'm allowed to give away.
Thing is, there's loads.
There's absolutely no infighting. We're all very much in love with each other at the moment.
Mm. Surely you can say whatever you want because it's your band.
What do you mean?
Well,
you can give away whatever. But that's the thing, you see. This is what's hard for me because I'm so used to being on my own now. Mm-hmm. And then when you're back in a band, you know, you have to respect everybody else. And you know, we want to give things away. We don't want to give too much away about the show. We want it to be a surprise.
The thing is, Chappers, there's so much in her head right now. Imagine being inside Mel C's head. There's loads of stuff that she could tell us, but she's not telling us. Do you know what I mean?
She's desperately trying
please
not to
just
tell
give
you anything.
One piece of gossip I can put in the Daily Star today, please.
Okay.
One little tidbit. One little
in a gossip column style.
Yeah.
Which member of a recently reformed girl band used to be a man?
Wow. And I can print that, yeah?
You can print that, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Thanks
just
for that.
Just make it up, Scott. That's what they do.
All right, cool.
He won't get sued or anything, will he?
They're all saints.
What, all four of them?
They used to be men? I don't know.
I don't know.
You haven't got a dwarf in your new Spice Girls set, have you?
Well, Jerry and Emma are quite short, but I don't think they qualify as dwarfs.
They're not dwarfs, though, are they?
No. Is that really un-PC?
I don't know.
To be making jokes at the expense of dwarfs?
Well, we had a dwarf in... Explain the dwarf thing last week.
Because we had Captain Dan the Demon Dwarf in last week, we that's kind of who we're referring to, isn't it?
Do the listeners know exactly what he did?
Oh, yeah.
Does Louis know exactly what he did? Because he's going to do it for us later.
I don't think he's that sure.
No, he's no idea. He's been in America, so he's not heard any of it. So I quite like it. By the way, I'm so sorry about Louis. He just invites himself along.
Oh, don't you? You know what? It's going to be great to see him.
Do you want to see him? We're keeping him away on purpose.
You don't have to keep him away. What, is that at his request?
Right, he thinks he can be the best guest ever.
He quite likes me. He thinks I'm okay, doesn't he?
He thinks you're okay.
Today.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah. Because he might bump into you.
I like the Spice Girls. No, Louis, I've got you on tape saying that you really don't. No, you haven't. No, I have, Louis. God. You know what he's like.
Oh, yeah.
Is it him that started off all this Spice Girls Westlife rumour clash?
I'm sure it was, I'm sure.
Yeah, because there's some kind of battle that seems to be going on. Which,
really?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you could tell me. Is there a battle?
Who would you put your money on?
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, yeah.
No, but to be honest with you know what? We're not in competition with anybody. If you think about what we achieved in the 90s, you know, and this coming back together, Greatest Hits is coming out. It's a celebration of everything we've done. And, you know, we're not interested in any battles, any wars of words. We just want to go out and have a laugh.
Mm, okay.
And play the O2 Centre for like 17 nights.
Yeah. Now, can
sold out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Now, on your new solo single,
yeah.
This time, yes. Oh, you're looking hot, man. Look at that. There's no swearing in this, is there?
No, not at all.
Because I haven't checked it, and I always check everything.
No, it's lovely. It's a bit of a ballad. It's
okay, so I can play it, and there's nothing rude.
Nothing rude. Okay. Yeah. That sounds fabulous. How great to hear Melanie C back on Radio 1. Back where she belongs.
You're today's mystery guest, booked by Laura, but not that mystery because you gave it away on the phone last week. Very good.
Do you know what we should do? Can we do a little thing where your listeners email in if they like that song?
Yeah, we can do that right now if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone email in if you like it. And if you didn't like it, and you know, it's fine. I'm open to everybody's opinions.
If you didn't like it, then
don't
email.
Interesting. Don't email.
So now if it's, you know, appreciated on Radio 1.
Now, you told us about the other new single, Head Lice, last week.
Uh-huh. I haven't got in trouble for that yet. I can't believe it.
Right.
I will, though.
We did think you said Head Lice at the beginning. So, on the back of that, we started up Make Head Lice History, which is our new kind of charity campaign.
Aiming for a big lice aid gig.
Yeah.
Has everyone had nits? I had nits when I was a kid.
Yeah, everyone's had them.
Oh, it's horrible, isn't it? I remember seeing one jump into my cornflakes, and I didn't want to eat them. And I said to my mum, I'm not eating them, because I just saw, you know, one jump into it. And she said, well, you're not having another bowl, and I was starving then.
So did you eat it?
No, I'm not going to eat head lice.
That's your own. That's allowed.
Your own?
It's like, yeah.
It's not like your own scab, Scott.
It's like eating one of your own bogies,
you
it's fine.
You on your own scab, you know what I mean?
Oh, God.
Don't pretend you haven't nibbled your own scab at some point.
Maybe.
I'll tell you what, though, you can never eat a bogey, can you? That's just too far.
No, you can do that.
No,
as
you
well.
Can do that.
Oh, do you know what? Bogeys make me want to be sick.
There's something about this time of day on this show where, like, it always goes really, like, into this kind of area. Yesterday we had a man farting the theme tune to EastEnders.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly,
really?
This time, yesterday.
Yeah,
and now we're talking about eating scabs.
I have a huge scab on my knee if anyone wants a little nibble.
I'm right, thanks.
No, you have to eat your own. You can't eat somebody else's.
Oh, gross. Stop it. Right. We have Mr. Methane in yesterday, who is a professional flatulist. He uses his bottom.
And do they smell, or is it
kind
of more?
Oh, it's revolting.
No!
No. It was, honestly.
You know, sometimes when they're quite noisy, they don't generally smell as bad, do they, as the silent ones?
He was like, I'm really sorry, I've just been to Norway, so it might smell a little bit of herring.
Oh!
It was disgusting.
It was so gross. McFly have kind of picked up the Make Head Lice History campaign and ran with it.
Okay.
And they've done a song about, because you said your new single was called Head Lice. They've done a whole...
I'm in so much trouble.
They've done a whole song.
Head lice, they're not very nice. Every kid in primary school has got them. If you're really unlucky, you'll get them on your bottom. Just ask Katie Price, she's had it twice. Come on, everybody. Lie, 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 lie. Head lice, head lice. Lie, 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 lie. Head lice.
Amazing. There we are. That was McFly with their song about head lice.
Fantastic. I love it.
Just trying to get into the charts before you, aren't they?
It's gathering momentum, though, isn't it? Our campaign. It's good.
Yeah. Now, I need to draw your attention to these. These are F Cup cookies, right?
Wow.
They're off of Japan.
They love it. You know what? That's one of my favourite things about travelling, all the silly named sweets and things.
Yeah. They have some amazing stuff in Japan, right? What do girls want to do most, Mel C? They want to eat biscuits and have big boobs, right?
Now, is that what they do?
Now, you can have both with the F Cup cookie.
And can I actually have them, please?
Well, I was going to get onto that, because we do need someone to try them out, don't we? No, I'm not saying anything. Oh, God, that's the worst thing you can say to a girl. But
this little chat's all
no,
yours.
The worst thing you can say to a girl is, your bum looks a bit big or something.
But we do need someone
isn't it? I don't know.
They're not harmful. But what happens is all of the trans fats from the cookies.
And are they the good ones or the bad ones, the trans fats?
I think
they're good here because they make your boobs grow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all good.
Yeah, they're good for chappers.
Yeah. So, yeah, you eat them and the fat from the cookies goes straight to your breasts.
What a load of old tosh.
No, you'd say that. But apparently in 3 weeks you can notice the difference.
Right, give me a... I'll be your guinea pig.
Go on, eat.
Fabulous.
I have just one.
Can you imagine if I had one and I was doing it... Sorry.
I'd love it if it was that instant. Okay, it's 3 minutes to nine on Radio 1. Now... Is it okay if we bring Louis in?
Yeah, it's fine. I have not got a problem with him.
Okay. All right, should we do that next? We'll play a bit of Mucha Buena and her brilliant new single, just a little bit, and then we'll bring him in and see what happens. It'll be fine.
This is Radio 1.
National. Radio 1.
Louis Walsh is here. Hi, Louis.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
And you've invited yourself in as the best guest today, but we've already got a guest.
I was booked yesterday.
Were you? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And
I was.
And now you and Mel C are in the same studio.
Yeah.
It's all fine.
There's no problem.
Right.
Well, are you giving her your book? Is that your peace offering?
No. Listen. There is no war.
It's Louis Walsh's fast track to fame. I'm just getting some tips.
Listen, there's no war at all.
Now, Louis, look me in the eye.
You're going to play an old tape? Okay.
No.
I'm in his book. Yeah. That's how much he loves me.
Have you been making up feuds between Westlife and the Spice Girls? Look me in the eye.
Listen, it's like Blur and Oasis. It helps both bands. The record coming out. I do think Westlife...
Beatles and the Stones, all the greats.
Yeah. It's like, it's good to have two bands in competition.
Yeah.
But we're not in competition with anybody, really, Louis. We're not back together to move forward.
One band would get number one.
But we're not interested in that. We've just sold out the O2 17 nights at the end of the year, in the beginning of next year, and we're here to celebrate everything
that we achieved
in the... It is.
It's a celebration.
It totally is. And, of course, we want to support the greatest hits.
Of course.
Yeah. But, you know, we've got nothing to prove, Louis. To be honest with you, do you know what? I've had a pretty good time. I'm very proud of everything I've done. Yeah.
No, we had a row once on CDUK.
Oh, no.
You know, Mel slagged off Westlife, and I defend. That was it. That's
But you know
it.
What? Everybody's yeah. allowed to have yeah, yeah. an opinion. Yeah, yeah. I personally don't like Westlife.
Shocker. Yeah, but they're very successful.
But they are, and I admire and respect what they've done is incredible.
And as a manager, I would always have to defend them and stick up for them.
Of course.
Yeah.
But,
but oh,
that's,
God.
That's what all happened on CDUK.
But I think Louis secretly fancies me. he's like in the playground, you know, like when you fancy someone, you just like smack him. Whenever Louis gets a chance, he slags me off. Even if it's absolutely, completely irrelevant in an interview. So, Louis, what are you up to today? Well, I hate Mel C.
I never used the hate word. I'd say I'm not a big fan of Spice Girls. I never used the hate word.
He's such a fibber.
I'm not.
I never said
Scott
that.
He's throwing. It's
come on, Scott. Have you got it lined up? Come on, let's hear what
fire.
He said.
Listen. Oh yeah, go on, play it.
Okay.
I know. You know he's going to play it anyway.
I don't actually.
Well, just don't get it. Five Housewives.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
They should be home looking after the babies. I just don't get it. Seriously.
Right. Okay. That's fine. I don't want to. I don't want to play the other one.
Do you know what?
I don't want to.
Louis's really squirming and
he did the
I
same
love
thing
it.
With Danny, you know. I said something about Danny and you played it back.
I know. I know.
I won't say anything today.
Okay.
anybody
Come
today,
on, Louis.
God.
Louis, you say that every time. I'm going to keep my mouth shut today.
I'm not going to slag it. Usually it's just opinions, you know.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
It's just opinions about
Now, can we get you two to at least, you know, like make up a little bit?
Yeah, I'm cool
absolutely.
With him.
Yeah.
Okay.
She knows that.
So you're cool. So you're cool and you're cool. So we're all cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we're all cool.
No, we're all cool.
Right, Peacemakers, Radio 1.
Now bring out the Hoover for Louis, please.
No!
I'm Come on, off,
Henry.
Louis, pants off. Come on.
No, I'm not doing that.
You said we've got you on tape. Yeah,
but
that.
I said I'd do a Hoover, but I'm not going to do that. Mine wouldn't fit in that.
It's quite small, isn't it? Yeah.
No, Scott, I'm not doing it.
Might rattle a bit, Louis. Right. Don't worry.
Right, turn it on. We'll persuade him. We'll play Kanye West and we'll persuade him. Go on.
Play Kanye West.
Come here, Louis.
Yeah, right, go on, get your
caps on. Right, they're out.
Brilliant.
Right.
Don't turn away.
Come on, Louis. Come on, Louis.
It won't fit.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Countdown is on. James, Laura's former boyfriend, there is now a countdown coming up as to when you're dumped at 10 o'clock. There's no engagement ring. That's bad form.
45 seconds.
Don't forget, Chris is back on Monday with an extra half hour every day. Starts at 6:30. Joe Wiley's next. See you tomorrow. Bye, James. Yeah. 10 seconds till you're dumped. What a shame, James.
It's dumped. That's it. Laura's making that kind of in a motion with her hand.
Year and a half down the drain, that's it.
Wow, that's a bit tragic, then, isn't it?
Radio 1. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.